before you know it, Books by the Banks. The Cincinnati USA Book Festival will be here. It's happening Saturday, October 17th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Duke Energy Convention Center. WVXU is proud to be media sponsor of Books by the Banks and has been since the beginning. And two people who have been involved in organizing and keeping the festival going all these years, Sandy Bullock and Michael Link, are here from the Books by the Banks planning and author team to talk about what's happening at Books by the Banks this year. Michael, Sandy, this morning talking about panels and workshops, something that's always attractive at Books by the Banks. I know a lot of folks crowd into those rooms at the Duke Energy Convention Center to learn and laugh and love along with all these authors. Talk about what's happening here in 2015.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. It's one of the features of the festival. People love them. People make a special effort to come down and check out the panels. One of the cool things about the panels is they reflect the authors that we have at the festival. So some years we have a really strong representation of cookbooks, and so we have a really terrific cookbook panel. Other years we have a strong emphasis in Cincinnati history, so we'll have a really great dynamic panel of focusing on Cincinnati history. We're always excited about the lineup, and this year is no different. Some of the panels that festival attendees can look forward to are panels on African-American leaders in the fight for civil rights. We have a panel called Farm to Table, which I think would be a great choice for foodies in the urban farming crowd. We have a panel on children's middle grade books, which is always popular with parents who are looking for titles for their kids. Tapping into the cocktail culture theme, we have a panel on spirits. And we've got a couple of other panels, one on thrillers, one on new fiction. And we also usually involve or have special panels featuring the authors.
Yeah, a number of the headliners that will be speaking on panels and individually spotlights. Rainbow Rowell, huge New York Times bestselling author. Anthony Mara, who wrote The Constellation of Vital Phenomena, we're incredibly excited about. And one of our breakout authors from a couple years ago, the Petersix, John and Sherry. We sold out of their first book, 150 copies of it in 45 minutes.
Wow.
So we're pretty excited that they're back. They're going to be presenting their more lifestyle authors. So we're really excited about this year's panel and author lineup.
We are also really excited about our panel track for aspiring writers. That is always something that people are interested in, talking to writers about their work, but also talking to writers about how they can start writing. So we have a special track of panel sessions devoted specifically to topics of interest to aspiring writers.
Yeah, such as social media and connecting to your audience, editing, and a lot more. So we're really excited about our writing and getting published track.
And the schedule available for your planning for Books by the Banks coming up October 17th at the Books by the Banks website. You can link there through WVXU.org, WVXU media sponsor of Books by the Banks. The Cincinnati USA Book Festival taking place Saturday, October 17th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Duke Energy Convention Center. This is the Book Club at 91.7. Straight ahead on the Book Club at 91.7, Nine Steps to Giving Up Everything, A Beginner's Guide to Paradise by Alex Sheshinov, and later, the newest dog-centric historical novel from W. Bruce Cameron, best-selling author of A Dog's Purpose.